merch store and find out more about sizing and shipping. Happy holidays from all of us at CKUT.
Laura Halnick. I am an urban employee officer for Inuit Civic Center, which is employment center for Inuit community in Montreal. If you are Inuit and 18 years and older and currently job searching or interested in going back to school, you can join Iviktivik Employment Center. We have workshops with different topics to prepare the Inuit job seekers for job marketing. If you need help obtaining your identification cards, we can help you and pay for the costs. Participants earn $9 a day for attendance. This money will not affect your welfare checks if you are receiving income support. We provide bus tickets or weekly bus pass if you participate. Our team can also refer participants to other resources in order to obtain help for the basic needs, such as food banks, emergency shelters, income tax, etc. Due to COVID-19, all gatherings and big group activities we had before are temporarily on hold until further notice, such as elders' visits, volunteering visits, and cultural day. Mask washing your hands are mandatory at the entrance. Also, no food sharing. We care about your health. Invite your friends and family for a visit. All are welcome. Our team is happy to help you with your needs and looking forward to seeing everybody. We are open from Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. If you have any questions, you can give us a call at 514-564-3051. Iviktivik is located at 4590 Verdun Avenue, next to the Verdun Metro Station. Visit our website at www.iviktivik.org and don't forget to like us on Facebook.
Episode Yunga, Ulumi, December 8, 2020, Ama Nipimutunga Sugati. Ulumi, Tina Pisuti, Akasuranga Jokne, Nasigala with Smith, Dana Pinasutura Mema SQIA Connect Wellness Work on Rataulone, Amalo, COVID-19, Uningane Hano, Esamalo Nakte, Akigunasu Mangata. Amalo, Akasur Lapsima Migatigo, Aksanetir, Dana. Tun nila kasi ugapik, takot sa kanilang amidyok. Amalaw, nalalang amidyok si inaptitok din ng netratinit. So, nalatoy na kasi. Hi, I'm Annie Pisuti. Today is December 8, 2020. And welcome to Nipi. Today, Tina Pisuti speaks with Nina Sigalowicz about her role as a wellness worker and about coping with anxiety during COVID-19. We replay an interview between Aksanit there and me about traditional tattooing, and we will also be playing lots of Inuktitut music, so keep on listening.
Nagusong na atong luni taktik iti simabu nunak kating ni nagligusong ng midlo ipigusong ng midlo. Wearing a mask is a way to show your community love and care.
Ipinayagan Beatrice Dear, Ingisim Miyanga, 1997.
Thank you. Christina Visukti with Nipiwut. I'm here with Nina Sigalowitz. She's the newest member of the team at the Southern Quebec Inuit Association. She's joining us as the Inuit Wellness Worker. Hi, Nina.
Hi, Tina.
You want to tell us a little bit about yourself and your background? What kind of work have you done in the past, and what, I guess, brings you to doing wellness work?
I'm originally from Fort Smith, Northwest Territories. I'm one of the survivors of the 60 scoop, which means that I was adopted by non-Inuit parents, and I grew up here in Montreal. For the past 25 years, I've been concentrated on being a frontline worker in the Native community. So I've pretty much worked at most Indigenous-run organizations like the Native Women's Shelter, Native Friendship Center, Shadoris, and really trying to use my life experience and formal education to really help improve the quality of life and help support our community members in the choices that they make to improve their life and the quality of their life. And I'm a mom of three. I have two girls and a boy. I recently became a grandmother to a wonderful little bouncing baby boy. Mm. And they're the main reason that I really do the work that I do, because I see that my kids are growing up in a world where it's a lot better than it was when I was a kid. And I want to keep working with Indigenous and non-Indigenous, Inuit and non-Inuit, to kind of really just set the tone and build the bridges, because growing up, it wasn't easy. There was so much, you know, prejudice. But more and more people are informed. And so that's the kind of approach that I like to bring to the work that I've done. And I do Inuit throat singing, and I use even that sometimes. So coming to Southern Quebec Inuit Association as the wellness worker, I really wanted to bring that passion of working with our community members and getting to know more of the community members, which is a different area, because the majority of the people that I've worked with have been without fixed address. So this is the majority of the community members do have their own address, and it's really to prevent them from either losing their house, or just, especially during COVID, it's been really a struggle for them. So that's what I'm really enjoying, listening and meeting new people. And yeah,
you mentioned COVID, and many people know that during COVID, SQIA, our doors have been open, and we continue to serve the community, and we've been helping out with food security and giving food vouchers, and we've been doing workshops to help people pass their time. But we know COVID is just a struggle, and not just for the community members, but for workers. It's a struggle even for us to get up and to get to work sometimes. And I know that you and I, we've spoken about anxiety before, because anxiety during COVID is very present, and it's something that creeps up on us. And for some people, it can be very mild, and for others, debilitating, right? And it can stop you from starting your day or from getting out of the house. And so do you want to speak to us about maybe your experiences with anxiety, and maybe talk to us about what are some of the different tips or different things that you've used, and how people can maybe deal and cope with this, because we know COVID is a really difficult time, and so whatever anxiety people already have is growing. Mm. And so if you can help us to maybe bring that down.
Oh, definitely. And you know, I'll speak on two sides of it, in the terms of the personal and the professional. So on the personal side, I myself do suffer from panic attacks and anxiety attacks. It wasn't as frequent as it is now. But in the past, I've tried to use different techniques For example, someone mentioned to me to do use your five senses. So when you feel a panic attack or an anxiety attack, and what happens is anxiety really comes from the fear of the future, that something or is going to happen or something is not going to happen. And so our mind gets stuck in this wheel of what if, you know, what if I don't get that job, or what if I catch COVID, or what. And some of those fears are real. And there are certain things that we can control to prevent those things from happening, but it's the feeling of not being in control that makes it worse. Mm-hmm. So our reaction is a lot, it spikes, you know, and we sometimes we don't, it feels, for me, it feels like I'm on a horse that I can't stop. So mm-hmm. one of my support workers, one of my own counselors for myself, says you can use your five senses. So you, what, something that you're touching, so that's your touch. What do you see? So I name five things that I can touch: this table, this chair, the floor, and it just helps ground me. So I go through the list, and so I can, okay, what can I smell? Okay, well, I can think of smelling roses and oranges and grass and rain, and right away my body is in that moment and not really still caught up in that, those thoughts. And what do I see? You know, like, I see you, Tina, you know, mm-hmm. someone that really is supportive, or I see my kids, or I see, and those are people that can anchor me. So that's one of the things that I do personally is something that, it, but it's hard too, you know. Music is a big thing for me too, like, and just being okay with knowing that a lot of people are going through the same thing as I am. Mm-hmm. You know, and professionally, it's something that I try to share with community members and my coworkers. You know, and for a long time, anxiety and panic attacks, which is part of the mental health issues, has been such a taboo issue, you know. But I think one of the things that has happened during COVID is that everyone is dealing with anxiety at some level, you know, yes. and everyone's dealing of this panic at some level. And so mm-hmm. because it's more of a general experience, the taboo has kind of gone out the window, and people are really accepting of people's experience of anxiety. So there's more talk, which means that it's been normalized, and there's not so much of a stigma of saying, you know what, I'm not okay. Mm-hmm. You know,
and it's not just dismissing it like has happened in the past sometimes. It's really acknowledging it's there, because mental health is one of those things that just keeps coming up as one of the largest risks during COVID, right?
Yes. And unfortunately, because of COVID, the support services are not there as much in person. So mm-hmm. Even when I've had to talk to my psychologist, I can't do it in person. I have to do it over the phone, which is, you know, that in and of itself is a blessing. But the issues of isolation, mm-hmm. the issues of not being able to see your family, the lack of work, losing your work, or not being able to work with your coworkers, which is a huge change, especially if you're at home alone already, and you get to go to work, you get to see people, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's really encouraging people in the community to find things that they can do mm-hmm. to prevent feeling alone or getting stuck in those feelings. So creative, drawing, painting, sewing, knitting, crocheting, beadwork, making comics, making pualoks, mm-hmm. Learning a new skill, you know, even... there's workshops on Sundays, yes. Part of SQIA Wonderful Workshops, and I learned how to crochet a hat over Zoom.
I tried. I didn't make anything, but it was nice to see people.
Yeah.
It's a good feeling just to see people on Zoom and know that you're spending that time together, but in a good way, in a positive way, where it's this safe space and you don't have to be afraid of anything bad happening. There's no one there with bad intentions.
Exactly.
Everyone's there, you know, kind of with a good spirit, good heart, good mind to just spend quality time together to create something, to make something. And I think that's so positive and so important during this time, especially... for people who are perhaps more isolated and have less contact with family members and friends. Some of us, we're talking with family and friends often, but there's others they don't have a lot of people they see, you know, or there's a lot of individuals. It's at the services, it's at organizations where they socialize or where they see people. And so, you know, these are the type of individuals that we have to be mindful of, yep. right? And
yes.
this provides an opportunity for them to also come out.
And I think also it's also for those who are stuck at home with their kids 24/7. And let me tell you, I love my kids.
Yeah,
I have two of them at home. My son is away. He's grown out and he's left the house. But being stuck with my kids for 24 hours, 7 days a week, yes. for days on end,
yes.
that's anxiety as well. Yes. So it was, you know, COVID has really taught me to balance. So yeah. really be creative, but then take time alone for myself, mm-hmm. you know, and reach out to my friends, even if it's just a phone call or a text, mm-hmm. you know.
And to be good to yourself, to be kind to ourselves, and to remember that, you know, we can't control what's happening right now.
Nope.
This is out of our hands, and all we can do is just take everything with a grain of salt, go with the flow, and be kind to ourselves. And that's not just feeding ourselves and taking the time to still take care of our bodies, but that's also being kind about our thoughts and our mental space where we're finding ourselves, right? Like
yep.
taking it easy and realizing if we are having bad thoughts or if, you know, if we are feeling some of that depression that, that's okay. And we can sometimes yes. feel that way. And you just have to remember not to get stuck there. That we can have moments of feeling sad and that's normal. Mm. And we can't judge that, but it's just, you know, saying when it's enough and saying, okay, well, what will I do to change this?
Exactly.
Change this mind, right? And so you mentioned music and you mentioned art and you mentioned all these different things, and you're also a throat singer. I know your daughter throat sings with you.
Yeah.
You didn't mention the fact that you even do motivational talks and ceremonies and openings and different things like that. And so you're also well known as an artist. How important is it for you to keep up your artwork and to keep those crafts alive in this time?
It's extremely important. It's extremely important because it uses, first of all, a different part of your brain, you know, so that anxiety part of your brain that's working and fearing. And when you work with something with your hands, with your eyes, with your senses, with your brain can't worry at the same time as doing beadwork. It just calms you right down, and you have to concentrate on each bead or each stitch that you do with your pualuk, or each stitch that, you know, when you're doing a pattern for an amount, you have to concentrate on that. You have to. So when you're in the moment, it's so much easier to be calm and in present, you know. And I found that teaching other people too, you know, what I've learned is also, it makes me feel good about what I know. And it makes me feel happy that I'm teaching someone else. So that artistic side has really been a gift. And I know for many other artists too, you know, during this COVID, we're used to performing on stage. We're used to doing festivals. We're used to traveling and seeing other artists. So we're missing each other. But through Zoom, through different events, online sales and stuff like that, like, we still get to see other people's creations. But, you know, artistic, whether it's throat singing, hand drumming, painting, I paint a lot with my girls. That's been really one of the ways that I can get out of my head, you know, out of my anxiety. And I really encourage all artists to do that, just to keep going, just to keep going. And here at SQAA, we're going to be holding a special event next week.
Yes, we are. We're doing, I guess, the same event we did last year, but changing it to fit COVID, as we must do with all things.
Yeah. You know, people have been creating a lot during mm-hmm. COVID, and they've been, you know, saving for the day that we can have a big, huge craft sale. So we are, at the moment, we are inviting all Inuit crafters, beaders, I don't know how you, bead workers, sewers, to come and bring their crafts here to the office by this Thursday, December 10th, I believe. And we are going to be organizing next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, drop-in purchasing of Inuit crafts.
Mm-hmm. And that's super exciting, because even though we don't get to be very close to people, we still have to respect social distancing, it does mean that we do see a few people, and it also means we can support our local artists, which is so important during this time, because aside from, you know, all the other stresses that have arisen during COVID, there's that financial stress that exists. And so most definitely being able to financially support our Inuit community members and our local artisans, we can make a difference for them, right? Because when we're financially well, then it's a lot easier to be mentally and physically well as well.
Yeah, because it's like one less stress, right? Yeah. Like, you don't have to worry about your bills. You're one step closer to being able to, you know, get the gifts for your family, you know. So we're really here to support all our Inuit artists in the community, and for those who want to come by and buy some of the crafts that are going to be on display, you just have to call our office at
514-545-1885. Again, it's 514-545-1885.
And even those artists, you can also call our office to come and drop off your crafts, and we might be able to even come and pick them up by mm-hmm. Thursday. So, because we understand that public transportation is not always, you know, easy to go on, and especially with COVID, no one wants to go out. So we're trying to make it the easiest possible and the best way that we can support our artists.
Mm-hmm. Well, Nina, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. It's a pleasure working with you.
I'm really happy to be part of this team.
Atataga by Reet.
Ulumi smagivagi Puigula simangilagi Kilami tuti Takunari. Kilamit tuti
Asiva Ingisimiyuk Happy Song.
The heart of my dream, I need. Wearing a mask shows your community that you love and care.
nakong may nipipuko kapag sa kong nakake. Kinang mga kayo kakarong nakake.
Nakong may aksanik tiyang ako nga hawak tamayot so nga ako naman siya may ngurak so nga ilin niya tiyo po nga ay ilin niya siya may tasan mingo asungot so nga tunilere so ngot so nga lo.
Tapi malah tu nila tu mula kat sebab kau ni mikata kanan lehilin ni kan?
Akan ini November ni, kau tak chance then tu nila gaya tikilau yo hilin nanti serap tu so hilin nanti hilin nanti ini tu nila serap tu so nila.
Tengah.
Ah, over tino silau yang mayor anak ku kanu anak-anak ni tu nila serap tu so ni. Tengah. Utau mama ama peresit so ni. Tengah. Tu nila osit so ngah. No na fixebonet sabok ko ni ilin na law yo gama ilin na law yo go nulya yummi inotseo tini te metto gal ni tunnele ne mello ta tunne ni ilin na law yo go
te male tunnele langala ka ga besano khanu ile ga khakha khatta se
khanu ilo
ile te ko atulanga jate jabek smok kagaling o kano
aso ilin natin taulaw yung nga salumayo pa yalo kaya hakma atok tapo atok iksugilo mikutit igira haksugit atok ala kaya hangito amisugalan ni atok kaya haktog for one session
aso
so nagalan ni atok kaya tapon ni
Jaman na tunnel gutig kata kape na tunnel kata kape ino siya si Jaka time
isa may nasit sila o yun ino siya ako maliw tupaw yalo kata lao yung kamakan eh so natsa to yak nang ilin na kalok so nga so natsa to yak nang ala so nga so nga at so natuko si mga lok so nga lop tara huwa Johnston tikilaw yung mani teka nito nila ganit mo ano hubat itaw yak sungalo
aso api sa'yma tigin mo dyan sa'yma
isumain na no sa kasit sila yo ala sun ni saulik sungalo passion inut ito sunay na passion
pigo mani at sukusan na kano kya
tema
Amalu tak minggu akan tami kape tak kali minggu akan meniti kanu ni aku tiga kata kaki ubalun ni tak guna tu nak suri tak minggu akan lo suri asli nak tu ni disitu tu atau tu nak tak kita emang
kanu mana tu alu tiga lo cina go minggu alu kata lo yo naga sungulek honga tema kisian kena cah kata kama minggu
akan
aku tak suri lo minggu takalo Don lagi lau kata nangalo inosan niya niya hangin nangin nata. How yung ma takani tay mga ulo tama taku kata takani kisa ni don lau kata konga.
Panitani
takani.
Taman nali imini isuman ni binu isuman yung tama kwatun ni nuliyo jang walo isuman kacugi ilin ni isuman jatin. Wa kan ukaw tao na kay Nuleo jang wane kata ko jauh suti upalaw ni Immini.
Immini, pirt sa songo gama inuit allango se mayang inne or mengo se mayang inne sanango se mayang inne nule yango ani to sule la yoga ma daga imene pele o khattale la yoga
tay matto ko khaga taw dakko khattala na balla me be khaga taw dakko la rabe na chingu dala ne ko de khattala to ne fai me tama no khaw se rigala ko na rabe
July 25, 1:30 p.m. Saturday ng ulakto. Takitam ako ni mga yule ulakto Facebook mi. Tung dilagitin lo nga. Pekati gani. Nui talakto.
Dahil malikin at tuwin na tung dilagitaw ko man naka ilin nun, kano, kung nakadaka, ilin ni kano, ukalaw ti kolone, kakitaw na kolone,
Facebook page hak tonga okhale ma pe hago mato to patai ni Facebook page ka aesthetic tun ni and artwork taga Instagram hak mesonga aesthetic tun ni layone Instagram and Facebook
open na kane akili ya kasong watun ni lektai
si bolenga ni khano I was trading
Akilik.
Do yang ni satu aku vet or
apa sesuatu cakap lo aku ni tengah amma kau jangan nami apa sesuatu nak cakap ke amma lo kau jangan nami inu letup ini tunai letup apa yang kata aku vet aman nabi mama atuk tahu kata tu apa yang mama atuk yang kata jungi atuk tahu kau jangan kata jungi keluar telur kau jangan nami aman atuk apa yang bima lo amma lo Pibali ato ina lang ama inusibo, inuluta, tukisita wali alita ina kata kinaunitin ni. Taman na pe, atok tao pa ina kata si magalwa kilubo, atok tao kung nilo si mama. Utok tita pikigat siyo, nako may binga alaw po si.
Nako may magalo ino nasi.
Ama, pibali alin ato ina kay ama lo, tamag ko nunga nilatu galwano akaksangit to ni. Kojana cukup gutik tele khatakin makikia ati nga khatakin
ya nek kama khatala nga ba
ya pin makialo mata manna inuluta atok tau kone se mama piu julla kialo lone no piu julla ne takok kau ga mai pisan meng waktu mening ini amma tun ne ne mening ini so koja ge cheka ge tai me no pa pe da be
nakok me
Hayla, makita tiyanin na tuwin na, makita liya tuwin na kata, makita ilitsiya pa yung ikaw yung si, makita tiyan liya tuwin na kata yung inun ni, kudyan namin ato akalubo si. Marilin niya siya ato api yung kata kata si. Atso na yung magubi, atso na yung ito?
Nakokme, tasayo limar. Nakunala ko si Facebook ko, balo Instagram ko. Tun nila na ka ba? Nakokme.
Joshua Howley ingisi miyanga ang ayokhat.
Yo creo to now mata
Still looking for a holiday gift or two for the special people in your life? CKUT has new merch, including hoodies and t-shirts, that showcase classic designs dug up from our art attic. Head to ckut.ca to discover our new merch store and find out more about sizing and shipping. Happy holidays from all of us at CKUT.
The following is a previously broadcast program.
What's up, good people? To those of you listening wherever, whenever, whatever time it is, good morning, good evening, and good night. You are locked into another Tuesday evening with Soul Perspectives right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Soul P has been on the air since 1994. We bring you all the topics, the guests, the ups and downs, the highs and the lows of the black community here in Montreal, across Canada, and internationally. We have a beautiful evening of music and discussion lined up for you tonight. Keep it locked. You are listening to Soul Perspectives right here on CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial.